대비 가봐 커서 주세요. 나랑나 대비 그. 그때 그. 답을 도배산 이제 공부하는 거지 도바를 있어. 대이체도 추단 주니 남바른 제베 남바른 제발라 추상 공손 주천 벌사오 냠베 되네 고니 나도 잡아 마진 능그레 체카톤도 세데 돈다 라야 보선도 당고 체카톤도 세데 동일라 삼버사오 동일라 삼진도 체카톤도 사오 야오
It is for the sake of sentient beings, countless in number as space is limitless in extent, that the precious level of complete and perfect Buddhahood, which is which goes beyond the extremes of conditioned existence or pacification, is to be accomplished. And in doing so, we will listen, reflect, and meditate on the teachings of Maitreya as presented in the text distinguishing phenomena and pure being, and in this way develop the commitment to enlightenment, the bodhicitta. And Imshi says that while we are working with the text, we will be reciting the words of the root text, and while reciting them, we should be thinking over the meaning, reflecting about the meaning, not just reciting, but being aware of the meaning of what one is reciting. And at the same time that one is reflecting over the meaning, one continues to recite.
Number Moto be Yehi, Ranzong Yehi, Yehi Torte, Yin Dong the Gomen Bentabay. This and the same time, Yin Dong the Gomen Yehi, the Wuyuk.
So, in the group here, there is a section that the group who are, or we are all meditators, and there is a section of the group doing the meditation on the various stages of the view, in that connection, in this text, one has the presentation of phenomena as being the way that conditioned existence arises, and what samsaric existence is all about is described in that in terms of what phenomena are, and pure being describes and that way that the mind has become confused in samsaric existence accords with the citta-matra or mind-only view, and then pure being corresponds to the Shentong approach, describing self-arisen wisdom or non-conceptual wisdom. So to follow this explanation well, one will get an
expand
an understanding of the
Shentong approach. Tene sanga dorje tekpa nyam sa lemba la juksor Tekpa chenpa jyoy lama daso la lobjong se Tene dorje tekpa nyamni se Sacha chenpa tawa gomna Tene tawa ramjok tang gomba ramjok nika yungre Yuksor te hajang yabu yore
So this approach where one combines the various levels of view and the various levels of meditation is a way of approaching the Vajrayana There are many different ways of approaching Vajrayana, but if one follows the approach as done in ancient India, one first comes to an understanding of the different levels of view and uses that understanding to do the different levels of meditation. And through the different levels of meditation, one then comes to a proper understanding of the Vajrayana. So in this way, one gains a complete understanding of view and gets a full training in the different levels of meditation.
Te yapo yinpe junsin kare se na te tar rimjok se te dorje tikpe nyamni samutang saja chenpo te dorje tikpe tabare taba samu nyamse lempa po ti tene trum tikpa wome wome taba tang gomsor kande yinpa yapo hikre te hi na tene gome taba tang gomba yin yapo hikre tene yapo chakre.
Because to do Vajrayana practice requires that one understands Vajrayana view. And to understand Vajrayana view, one has to understand what the levels of view that precede that or are prior to it. And if one understands those levels of view which are prior and therefore preparatory to Vajrayana, then proper understanding of Vajrayana view will not pose a problem, and therefore one will be able to practice the Vajrayana properly.
Tene remjo mazu ba yena kande yungre sana chung kari yure sana dorje te patava samu goba samu chepa samu yi samu do yimbe jumjin te yapu khega yomare jumjin ke pala om tava goba chepa hite tene tele chepa da bhasur hi go do om tava ma hi na tele chepa da bhasur te yapu ha go mare.
So one may think, well, the Vajrayana view, meditation, and conduct is very profound. But if one just thinks that, but doesn't know in what sense it is profound, or why is it profound, or how can one come to say that, what is its profundity consisting? To understand that depends on an understanding of the previous levels of view, meditation, and conduct. So if one understands those previous levels, one will know clearly and precisely exactly what it is that makes Vajrayana view, meditation, and conduct so special.
Then Ramjo Zona, Oma Tava Kande Yimba Tang, Oma Gomsar Kande Yimba Sarpu Hina, Tele, Oma Oma Le Koma Koma Nam Chepatumba Patsorte, Sarpu Yapu Hire.
Since the understanding of each later level of view rests in an understanding of the previous one, then through starting at the beginning and working through it gradually, then one will stage by stage be properly grounded in the special characteristic of each of those levels.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ དེ གི དེ 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 ཁྱ mawala tena, teni saja chimpa, lang tongka gumpa yin.
So we will be reciting this both in Tibetan and in English, and for those who do not know Tibetan, then, or sorry, those who do know Tibetan can sing along in the Tibetan, and those who don't can sing along in the English. And for those who do not know the Tibetan, then while it is being sung in Tibetan, then one can do Mahamudra, Shamatha, and Lakthong practice. And how does one do that? By focusing the attention one-pointedly on the sound and allowing the mind within that focus to rest naturally within itself is Mahamudra Shamatha. And while resting one-pointedly focused on the sound, to look into the very essence of that mind, of that resting mind, is Mahamudra Vipassana, Lakthong.
Jagarke do dharma dharma dam bembanga kare ka puke do chudan chunyi namarji thik lever se ba gombo sambala sansalu hine kangye yongso pangza him yenga king ne ngonsom ni do sa tena te dan chini namye ba se parn do ne tenjun de samso ya tai
So said we would be singing, but we would be reciting it. In Sanskrit, dharma dharma tabi banga karika. In Tibetan, chudan shuni namba jepe, sik leur jepe. To the guardian Maitreya, we bow in supplication. Something there is to be given up fully to knowing, and something else which can only be actualized, because of which this treatise has been composed with the wish to distinguish the traits defining these.
The da tham je ndor do na namba nye su ki sa te chu tang te hin chu nye ji tham je do ba nye se ro te la chu je se wa ne korwa yin te chu nye ji rab do se wa tuk som ji
A summary of everything in brief should be known through following two motifs. Since everything can be summarized fully in terms of phenomena and likewise pure being, that which is classified here as phenomena comprises samsara, phenomenous pure being, is classified most precisely as phenomena, as this is defined by the vehicles
of Shastri. Dela chujen tsinin ni nidam jetar ngunjo par. Nawa yanda mayin pe kundo pate me nangse. Tena yanda mayin no. Teyang tamche tong me jen. To zan yin pe kundo pa o.
Here the traits of phenomena are defined as duality and equivalent formulation, the appearance of which is mistaken interpretation, since what appears is not, it could not be true. No reference have ever existed either, and being but concepts consist in interpretation.
Yin chunin tenin zonga dang ne zimba dang gyobar sa dang gyobar chi kemi de yin yin no.
Moreover, being as such is here defined as being the suchness in which there is no division between the being perceiver as well as perceived, a signifier as well as a signified.
Me panan sen churban ni kuen ni mong yo yinti yo me lan chin so nang chin yo panan wa mi sero me nang ta le kanon ke Mina Tortam, Mantur Tang, taking Queen in your Mong Tang, number someone mete to.
Because what does not exist appears, delusion provides the cause for completely afflicted states, as things like illusory elephants appear. Hence, even what does exist does not appear. If either the lack of existence or the appearance were missing, delusion and being free of delusion, and likewise states afflicted in every respect, and thorough refinement would be unjustified.
Nipo tan ne jing ni tang so so wa yang ma yin de, ye ba tang ne me ba da, che par yu dang me se ro.
These two are not one and the same, nor do they differ, because between that which exists and that which does not, a distinction exists and also does not exist.
Namba troki chuta la yokpala na me pate. Tsenye tang na troba tang, jikdan tate mayin hen. Nene tumong tumong mi, zongdan zembar nawane,
because it provides a thorough introduction to their characteristics as well as their rationale, they're neither being the same nor different,
the child in common and not in common share, and the lack of appearance involving perceiver perceived. This six-point approach to phenomena is the best.
Thelan Tsengi Drupatang Yigdan Thade Mayimba Jetar Ndortin Yendo O.
Of these, the defilement traits and the rationale, they're neither being the same nor different, are just as these were demonstrated in brief.
Kangyi Kangdon Korwana Dene Koyndo Nepate Simjin Kanda Nuje Kam Nuje Khan Tumong Tar Number Rikba Tumong Yin Simjin Khan Tumong Tar Yagno Tumong Mayin Pao.
As long as there is someone circling somewhere, these are the grounds in each and every case. The constituents of beings and that of the vessel, the constituents of the vessel seem to be shared, the awareness being the common experience. The constituents of sentient beings are shared in common as well as not in common shared.
Deyang jie dang tanyi dang jisu zong dang char jo dang penpa dang ne ne ba dang yun ting jong ne pen chun to dagpo ni ji pen chun jo yinba sen na tumong ba wo.
Further, birth and conventions to nurture, subdue, benefit, harm and qualities cause are each. Mutually caused by way of an interchange, because of which these are experienced, shared in common.
Ne dang number rikpa dang, dedok le dang chenpo dang. Yewa dang ne jingwa dang, chorwa tumong mayi se, tenne tumong mayi bao.
Since the ground and awareness, happiness, suffering, action, transition, and death, captivity, birth, and liberation are not observed in common. They make up the ground which is not in common share.
Sirzunga tumungwar nawan zimbet namrek pao nambar kile sirurto jurpet tunyo mayinte tumungwa ni isero.
What appear to be outer perceivable in common are perceiving awareness. There are no reference existing as something extrinsic to consciousness, because these are only experienced as common.
Jekhyu tumong mayin pe zongwa namba rikpe tong, yin je semla sokpa ni nyambar maya nyamya pe, zimbat namba rikwa la pinchen yorjol mayin te, nyambar maya tala ni rang namdo nozil tong, nyambar yakwa tala ni tingzeng te yi ju yur te zongyi rabdo nansa ro.
The counterpart is the one in which what is perceived is not shared in common. Awareness is referent being, the minds and soul associated with other, which do not comprise an object of mutual exchange for perceiving awareness not resting nor resting poised. Because for those not resting in equipoise, it is but their own conceptions which appear, and because for those who are resting in equipoise, it is its faithful reflection which appears as the object encountered when into samadhi absorbed.
Zongar nama mitrab na zimbar nama mitrab. Dele kyang ne zongwa dang zimbar nama mebal. Jokba drobte to mebe koyne dangwa drobeso. Niso yonso madropa rabdo tropa yinse ro.
If what appears as perceived does not exist, then what appears as perceiver does not exist. Due to this, there is also a rationale behind the breakthrough to freedom from all appearance of perceived and perceiver, because without beginning, a volatile state prevails, since duality is not existing at all is what really exists.
Te chudan chuni tangbun dor tenpa tang jepar kepa ni yore. Dor ten son jeshe la chu jepar kepa tang chuni jepar kepa ni jinnani chu jepar kepa tsawate.
So within this text, there is a brief presentation of phenomena and pure being together, and then there is an expanded explanation of each of them separately. And now we will recite together the verse dealing with the expanded explanation of phenomena, which is also taken up in the following verse. So as we are going through this, then the older students have studied the text, some of them several times, and if Rinpoche explains the text, then it will take a long time. So he suggests then that the translator, as we're going through it, if we come to some words that seem to be difficult to understand, then I will give some explanation of them, and the words that don't seem to pose any problem, no explanation is needed.
Tene yang peke lobjong dengi tu di cawa cawa peke cawa ya yere cawa di tene peke lobjong zo lolo zong desi na tene peke yang kigre kini nambi ya bu kigre ya bu yungre.
So there are also some who would like to study Tibet, and for those, this the verses of the sutra text are very good for that purpose, and you should use these verses as a basis for studying Tibet.
Number Moto Yehi Doji Zongzen Ro Rapto Chom Zepe Sanji Machavi Konyepa Toncho Topate la Santalo De Sanji la Santalo. Ya, Talo. Yeah.
So Rinpoche is reading from the it's on page 1. We're starting at Lipan Rinpoche's general introduction, which is called page 1. And he read the first verse of the commentator's praise to the Buddha, which says, to the one who has conquered the mountain, perceived and perceiver, the Vajra, original non-conceptual wisdom, thus finding the inconceivable wisdom body, to the teacher supreme, the gifted master, I bow.
Kange sabjeng jachi chujin zu zinze jarve sepon jambiyam jartsab sachu wamso mapampe hyapsin norva tsok jinda ting di kapso tsikin di kapso sabju wamso chinrapje wamso jambiyam tang jipsin sambang gombo nila chöpar.
This next verse is the praise of that bodhisattva who has the who is especially excelled in his perfection of knowledge in the Manjushri, as well as the bodhisattva who is the regent in Tushita, the next Buddha, Maitreya, both of whom are 10th level bodhisattvas.
They who have treasures of Dharma, both vast and profound, are the holders, the ones who are heirs of the victor. Manjushri and their 10th level paragon region undaunted are they, the nails of whose feet are the jewels I support as my crown.
Kangder thikpa chenpu chujinzu, kuenjian nang na nyingpur churpa ye, nambar mato yi hi samitung, sanze tenju chenpu namche sa, dikabso teni hepar tam chevare. Kuenjian nang nin cho to churpa, nambar mato ba yi hi samitung hepe tung, teni tenju chenpu chuta chunin de sarpu hege yin songre, hepar tam chevare.
So this next verse is a statement of the author's intention in writing this text, namely to explain the most profound of all subjects within Mahayana Dharma, that which is reality itself, non-conceptual wisdom. Which is described as being the heart of all Mahayana Dharma. That which here will be explained is a critical treatise elucidating profound reality, original non-conceptual wisdom, the heart of Mahayana Dharma's abundance of treasures.
Then the number motobi hi ti kar chenpo kar ina kan yinyana number motobi hi ti nyumum drapa de hi drapa Jombar Sepa Layan number Modobi Higogre. Take into Tekba Chimbi Lola, Nanger Drop Gogre. Nanger Dropa Layan. Send no jinjik in the Nanger and a tapi can come to Jor. Sim Chinja Matu Lutanga, yes on the Nanger Drop Gogre. Nanger Dropa Layan number Modobi Yi Latin the Drop Togre Mato, Namdog Drop Togumare. This and a number Modobi hit the Karchimbo.
So what is so important about non-conceptual wisdom? In the first place, in the development of the Mahayana, one has to become free of the obscurations, namely the obscurations of the afflicted states, the afflicted kleshas, emotional states, as well as the cognitive obscurations and the elimination of both of those obscurations depends on non-conceptual wisdom. Also, within the Mahayana, transformation is an important step that has to be undergone. And in connection with this transformation, what is it that is transformed? First of all, is the outer worlds with all of the trappings of the different world systems around us. These are transformed into the completely pure realm, and the contents of that of those worlds, the sentient beings, their body, speech, and mind, are also transformed into completely pure body, speech, and mind. And for this transformation to occur, it is necessary to come to a realization of non-conceptual wisdom. This transformation does not come about through thinking. One cannot think oneself into the transformation. It comes about through realizing non-conceptual, non-thinking wisdom.
Tene tekpa chenpe lo lang korwa te mela ngo maishi pe namdo yendo korwa te sepa kamsong korwa namdo tsamre ma to korwa te dutendo troba jesu troba yo mare tang korwa namdo tsang yinpe sena Korban namdo jombar seba kebar seba la number moto be yehi jen korban namdo ge nyembo segera ma to namdo ki tene namdo tsaba ne meba zo tugu mare this and number moto be yehi karjin
and in order to in the process of directly manifesting this non-conceptual wisdom then the very root of samsara will be cut and What does it mean to say that the root of samsara will be cut? It means that samsara is not a thing. It's not a clump of something sitting around somewhere, which you get stuck in, and then you. It's not It's not something made out of atoms existing in that fashion. Samsara is just the vicious circle of your own thoughts. And there is nothing that can get you out of your own thoughts except non-thinking wisdom. So this non-conceptual, to realize non-conceptual original wisdom is the only remedy that can be applied as the effective solution to samsara.
Deyang gyarbese po mpakpa thomi ki lo chonyi so jetsen sambangwenpo drupan thar hyarngon som de tine sambangwenpo hyarngon som de tine gardin lai ne so jemchur yin din je thaitde gyarbe gyarba zob sanje je kaye ka thamje je gongban drebe tenju Do de jin, un do jin de jin number ni. Chudan chunin number in jeba, udan ta number in jeba, jin number ni. Take what jimbe ju lamatin jute, lamatin jute, then chunga, then ju chambunga tamba jeba, chunga tambandalam. Kepa kachinga yeke, naka, then ju. Jujigatso, Ranlo ka so su gungdel to yela. Tele yang tonta ni omatan, toma mundo jere, tamate, tene, teka chimpe joy lamare. Tonta ni omatan. Parpa som de carre, do de jin chini nanji, unda nanji ni de parpa somre. Parpa som semsanje gungdel to ye patan, luxor mandabare. Yang do de jin kona semtanji yong tang yin ye umatin ju ye bari ye patang ye se ju te tundu sung bari. Yang ngun do jin umatang yin ye semtanji ye patang semtanji yong yin bari ye patang sung patang. Yang kepa ka je ke ngaka sambi chu ngaka semtanji gongbar ne pa tawa te semtanji gongbar yin bari ne gongba ne par khe patang yang nga ka om gongba yang khe ba kha khe ke sambe chu de chu nga ka om gongba ne par khe ba so so yo chang tun de ye zer man da ba mang bu ye de ton la kan de de ta de me ba rang ke gongba re ton la ngon to jin ne Kolo som jenan ka parpa hirab je parud se ba gongder tang joy lamang kolo tame ni don dekhe ning bo tembe do de nam je gongder to choy pa me pa drop jing te rekpe te na choy pa me pa drop jing drop se je de rekpe to bare te ni ke tha to ke rekpe tan thek pa chek do dolam Ome ton to gongban tumba nye to. Do de jin karar. Do de jin ne mama nye ji heisen do le yenbe. Ngun do jin tang joy lama nye ji heisen do le yenbe do de parpo che. Do de parmo che. Do de par che be che gongden ra wole se. Parmo che ye ton so chik de pe gongden yin la. Ter maze ter ter reg tan thikpa chik do mangi batten ba so parcher semchang jin do de gongba chowor driver sarlo semchang ji gongba rawo semchang ji ke chot den de bare ji ni bo chu dan chu ni number je ba da wi dan ta number je ba ni bo de ne thikpa ji ye thikin ji ye ji ye ja che wa tang sam so to number se ba de ji gong de re Dada to rangin somda. Rangin somte Kunta Yimang Yondrop the Rangin Somdang Sedum Madropetor, Serur Dembar Madropetor, Jacher Tongjang Tongreina, Tesam Jesem Sanje, Yong Yimber Yogamare Tongjang Tesam Hek, Sem Sampe, Yong Conan Jurve Nipa Yomare Ome Gungba Yang Chuke Tedake, Ome Lola Yang Rangin Somdang Sedum Madropetor Je. Then he go over here by you. Chuke, the dog, a sort of yakwa samla, garwa meba ne. Lankar hip and dole. Chunga Chunga te, Tsinye, Junsi, Main, Junsi, Namto, number Mato, Yehi, the Yinye, the Nala, Chunga said. Rangin som, Kunda Yemo, you drop somewhere. Chunga rangin somdang ne nambar hiba cho je nam hi cho je cho rog teng do kuen ye da nyu ni ya be nam hi cho je dang dang mi don je nam ni po kan za ge da me ba da chu je da me be don je nam ba ni po thik chin tha da de ba yin thik ba chen bo tha da de ba yin song ba le ye chu ke da da thik chin thik ba chen thik chin tha da kam thik chin je ye dom do song ba da je ye cho do song ba da Yom je gongba, yom sejete, kolo parpa hirap je paru de simbala yom sigre. Yom ina puh kandeyere, se kandeyere. Se nyintun papa, ranjan papa, sanjo sambam papa, sanjan papa, yelam, tenim papa yesere, and papa yes, amate toni tobi hirabre. Tumba nere. Yom je gongba, sarvare sepe, do. Samyu na, do sambe hyoba na, na ya ngô ni som je chuke, kunda yinwan yungro som je chuke, dada tenba so je, ngu so sala, kolo parpa leyang, kunda yinwan yungro som je chuke yore. Semtsambe do yong, semtsambe do yobbe yongi, nidong je hiba, zongzin ni je tongbe hiba denrop do, Mundo made it six in the reba kayam manawena. Semzange long da yong ina, Semzange, Zungze ni dong degre, Zungze ni jitongbe, tongbe hippa dendrop the dogore. Zungze ni jitongbe hippa dendrop the mundo, tamabe tiki yaba ina, then it is Semzange dore. Souls of Malon were tick by jay gonder the hebala, nipa jay and mebar maze, yong a pup. Pap said it and rose or tether nebe na nebe na nebe na ud nebe na untan nebe na untan namji in the nebe na untan namji in the tekpa somje nintuje tekpa ranger je tekpa chembo te tek somje lam jacheva namja tembe yondan. Unda namje de tekpa somje jachebe namja tembe yongre chunye namje de chunye namje de deni songyok deni songdon jokba oma nanjur chebe oma nanjur chebe chordan tembaran samun dode koinje hindo samotoni tembe dode koinje jeuse ningbo nambar motobe hitinle bebe yongina Number Matobi, he hit in Lembeba, Tamuke be young in. T. T. said Hindu Sabena, Tanda, Chuni Namji, the Hajan Samo, the Tramore Sabena, the Dang, Joy Lama Ni, Kaja Tamba Sorge, Kaja Tam Sejete, Loma Repet, Loma Tumonwala Masombre, Kaja Tamba Sorge, Jagartong, Siso, Peju Mazombe. De to kawala tin te loma tumong do ma hebare, teni tumong do tarchap chembo mazong reno. Se nabda metepe kaju naro penjin je lama, tsubu je nada metepare, metepe chuitin ke serka ni, serka se je den chuitin la serka am ke devare, teni o jungwa zekpe, zekpa teni chuni, chuni namji tang, ju lama ni je. Pe song de lar prabha yin be lar tene prabha re Shama lo tsava singe jam tsin chi chunyi nam je je pe de jurgun de pe se jor hen jake ne pe ke la jor be che pe inte te de ma re re ma to ma nam re kai sa na kang ga te na la na ni ga chen bo ru ko ma ne pe inte te sho de de ma de de ma chi re de ma re re ji nang ne de chu ma zu par chi thola ma tang Pe ka tampe, pe nda ka tampo re, pe jun mangpo yo ma re, jun kun se re. De mi song na, la, mi song na, la song na, je chun sampan zambu ling to nyangin lin dawa yinu, je chun sampan nyangin lin dewa te chikpa re, songpa re. Pe chan da ha chan kar chenpo re. Pe chan da la na, je chun sampan nyangin lin dewa te chikpa yungpa re. De je chun, ah, sampan gongpa re.
Nyangin lin dewa te chikpa su e, shi.
Rere Tekpa chenpo wa kuen je tawan datar to gupe. Tekpa chenpo wa tamche je tawan datar to gupe. Tisa na, osem suyi lokso trar chang mronwa mimo. Ome lok tang sem tang kanga lok da trar na yang digre. Tekpa chenpo wa tamche je da nangin to gupe. Pena hirsen je dode la osem je lopun nam je so so rang rang ke ye yong do ye dungba je chen do. Ye yong the trachan, yong te gongban tato omar nebata. Hirab de paru de seba kahi sentan tato tar, keba kahi ke omata de travel. Ina yan tato gongba omar nebata. Yong de yang sentan tato imbatin juzo ye yinkin yang. Yong de yang sentan ji yong imbari yinkin mambo yuvari. Ina yang sentan ji yong do yong imbari yoga mare omare. Ranu tsartang jarte tetar he jang garava mila. Tsar sikite ome ton to matom na semtsan tartu he na yen digre. On jang ton to yong di tikpa. On jang ton mune sena kare yong di tikpa chenpu sabdung tikpa chenpu tawa samon tar tokpa nambar mato bi yehi tenyi. Chitava yinpa sarva tenpa ti sena samun do ten tata ke chenter ton rohen. Hendo samu, tundan tenpa tsovar tenpa do ten sola samun do ten sere. Samun do ten nam je chi yinte vare. Kunzob chuchin je doi sol semtsan tan ton la. Ta chunin nam je yinte kande yore. Kunzob chuchin je jok sol tan korvan chur nang hya sol te semtsan badan tu vare. Tundan chunin je doi Doitsur Oma Padan Tumbe na Tartoga Gongba Omar Nehen Osin Sungyoga Tsorje Tekpa Chimbitabe Osin Sungyoga Sungreje Tsorje Tekpa Chimbitabe Ne Tumbe Tsordo Gohen He na Tenju Chembo Chuda Chuni Nambaran Jeban Deye Gongba Ten Simba Jeban Joro Tedari He na Tene Chuni Namjeje Gongba Tar Simba He Togre Oya Tata Ta chiran kale deva gusal deva jap chiran inchi ke kigre ko top salan deva gogo mato ko mato paso chiran deva jap to pa wancha cha sang chiran na te oya anga gom jakre
so the commentary that Rinpoche has just read is as follows that heir of the victor so that term heir of the victor is another name for bodhisattva a son of the victor, victorious one, the noble Asanga, performed the practice of the beloved master of loving kindness, Maitreya, for what measured in human time would be 12 years. Maybe in some other time it would not be 12 years, but in human time it would. At the end of which he beheld him face to face. As a result, he was transported to the joyous god realm, Tushita. Where he was presented with five works, which include the two ornaments, the two distinctions, and the changeless nature.
The two ornaments are the ornaments of direct realization, Nyingtok Genra Abhi Samaya Lankara, and the Sutra Lankara, or the ornament of the Sutra collection, Dorejin. And the two distinctions are Udang Tanambara Jepa and Madhyanta Vibhankam, distinguishing the middle from the extremes, and Chidang Chininambara Jepa, Dhamma Dhammata Vibhanga, distinguishing phenomenon pure being. And changeless nature is an English equivalent for Mahayana Tarotantra Shastra or Julama, the highest continuity, which are treatises serving as commentaries on the purport of the teaching of the Victor in its entirety. So these texts are from the section called the Tenshu, or the commentary section on the words of the Buddha. There are some scholars who consider all five of these texts as constituting a single coordinated treatise, so as if all five are one text, where others refute this assertion on the grounds of the disagreement in their presentation of the ultimate, and on such points as there being one or three vehicles, from the perspective of the definitive meaning. So definitive meaning is distinguished from provisional meaning. The provisional meaning is that which is provided as an explanation meant to lead you along the path. The definitive meaning is the final word of the ultimate level of description. And since there is a difference within these five, our own tradition considers them to be commentaries on the intent of the separate levels of the teaching, taking the first and last as commentaries on the thought of the Madhyamaka. The first one is, in this connection, would be the Abhisamaya Lankara, the ornament of direct realization, and the last is the Julama, or the changeless nature. So these two are taken as Madhyamaka, and the middle three as Chittamatra. The middle three are the Sutra Lankara, the Sutra Lankara, the Shudam Shuni Nambar Jepa, and Sutra Lankara, Dhamma Dhammata Vibhanga, and Madhyanta Vibhanga. So those three texts are considered as mind only or Chittamatra, according to some. There are also some who consider the ornament of the Sutra collection, Sutra Lankara, alone to be a work of the Chittamatra, and the other four they take to be Madhyamaka. There are some who consider the ornament of direct realization to be Madhyamaka, the other four Chittamatra. Others still who locate all five within the thinking of the Chittamatra, and again others who consider all five to belong within the thought of the Madhyamaka, and so on. What can nevertheless be indisputably established, and indisputably means that in the tradition one would not take anything like this for granted. One would engage in debate on the subject, and one would continue with the debate until there was nothing more to debate on, until all the points had been demonstrated clearly, and that is to say established, and established means through using logical reasoning. So what can nevertheless be indisputably established is that the ornament of direct realization is in fact a commentary on the purport of the Prajnaparamita in the context of the middle level of the teaching. So Prajnaparamita is that whole set of teachings coming from the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, dealing with the profound subject of emptiness. And that the changeless nature is a commentary on the purport of the sutras presenting the Buddha nature. So those are the sutras dealing with the third and last turning of the wheel of Dharma, which in turn belongs to the definitive meaning associated with the final turning, and that both of these propose one family and one vehicle in an ultimate sense,
which is in accord with the thinking of the Madhyamaka. The ornament of the sutra collection is a commentary which compiles in one volume the topic of the majority of the sutras, differing from those represented in the two texts just mentioned. On the whole, such factors as its lacking a decisive presentation of the single family and vehicle clearly indicated to be primarily a commentary on the thought of the sutras associated with Chitamatra. So the way that the explanations are given in the Chitamatra, there is no presentation of the of one family and vehicle. There the vehicles are kept as three. The Shravaka vehicle, the Pratyeka Buddha vehicle, and the Mahayana vehicle. And since that is the case with this sutra, then it seems primarily to belong with the Chittamatram text. The two distinctions teach the vast as well as the profound dimensions of the Mahayana vehicle in general. So vast, to talk about the vast dimensions, would refer to a detailed explanation of all the different paths and levels, and profound dimensions deals with the subject of the emptiness. And both of these texts, distinguishing phenomenon pure being and distinguishing the middle from the extremes, deal with both of those factors, and therefore seem to be common to the whole Mahayana. And even though these extensively teach the three natures, and the sense in which outer objects do not exist, this in itself does not restrict them to being works of the Chittamatra alone, insofar as the thinking of the Madhyamaka could also be interpreted in terms of such Dharma terminology without incurring a contradiction. So the term the three natures refers to Kuntak, which means the completely imputed nature or imaginary, the Shenwong, the completely dependent nature, and the Yongdrup, or perfectly existent nature. And even though these terms are mainly Chittamatra, they are also found in certain sections of the Madhyamaka, and therefore it's possible to think of these texts as also being Madhyamaka texts. In the Lankavatara Sutra, such terms are taught as general headings applicable to the whole of the Mahayana, so without restricting them to one section or another, that they go with the whole Mahayana. And in that connection, a quotation is given. The five prevailing themes and natures three, along with the eightfold collection of consciousness, and the pith in the two forms of lack of self-entity, throughout the Mahayana, these are found. The five prevailing themes are names, reasons, thoughts, suchness, and original wisdom. The natures three, or three natures, are the completely imputed, the dependent nature, and the perfectly existent nature. The eightfold collection of consciousness refers to the all-inclusive base consciousness, the afflicted consciousness, the rational consciousness, the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, consciousness associated with the nose, consciousness associated with the tongue, and consciousness associated with the body. And the two forms of lack of self-entity would be the lack of a self-entity within individuals and the lack of an essence or self-entity within so-called outer phenomena. And all of these terms are found in the whole of the Mahayana. They are not restricted just to either the Chittamatra or the Madhyamaka. This is also explicitly illustrated by the Maitra Paripicca Sutra, the sutra requested by Maitreya, which clarifies the intent of the mother. The mother is the term used for the teachings on the emptiness. The great mother is the emptiness, and if one is going to use a term like mother, then obviously there's a child. There must be some child in order to call her mother. So the child, or children in this case, are sons. They are the... the sons or daughters of the...
Se possiamo, se possiamo.
Of the empty, of the Yumchen, or the Great Mother, are the realized beings of the Shravakayana, the realized Pachega Buddha and Pachega Buddha Arhats, the realized Bodhisattvas, and the fully complete and perfect Buddha. So these are the four children of the mother.
Pugyama.
So the sutra requested by Maitreya clarifies the intent of the mother, where such dharma terms as the three essentials and so on are taught. Three essentials is another way of talking about the three natures, the imputed, dependent, and perfectly existent natures. So these three essentials are taught without there being a single categorical statement or logical argument which would necessarily amount to asserting true existence for the consciousness empty of dualism, as this is asserted in the works of the Chittamatra. So, even though all of these terms are found within the Chittamatra, within that system, true existence is asserted for the ultimate level of consciousness, which is said to be empty of dualism of perceived and perceiver. Even though it is empty of dualism, it is said in the Chittamatra to be truly existent. There is therefore no error whatsoever in classifying these two texts, the two distinctions, as commentaries which do not fall into any specific school of the Mahayana, but apply to the whole vehicle in general. Moreover, precisely because they follow the style exhibited by such major works, distinguishing the middle from the extremes is a work teaching the vast aspect, meaning the topography of the paths of all three vehicles, and distinguishing pure being is a work which, commensurate with the way in which the Yogacarya Madhyamaka unites the two truths, conclusively portrays the very heart of the theme found in all sutra collections treating of the profound, namely non-conceptual original wisdom. It is precisely for this reason, and due to their extraordinary profundity, that the manuscripts of this present work and of the changeless nature, Julama, already in the Indian period, were bound with a seal of secrecy. To say that they were bound with the seal of secrecy means that these texts were not allowed to be given to common disciples. And later in that period, disappeared from circulation. Because they were not commonly disseminated, they finally disappeared. It was at that time that the mighty Lord Maitripa, on discovering light emerging from a crack in a stupa, extracted the manuscripts of Distinguishing Pure Being, this text, and the Changeless Nature, the Julama, and disseminated them anew. Therefore, while Shama Lhotsa or Sengi Jalsen was studying Distinguishing Pure Being and preparing his translation of it, his learned teacher emphasized its significance by giving him only one page at a time with the admonition, "Beware that no harm befalls this. It is a text which is rarely available because it is bound with a seal. Its disappearance would be tantamount to the body of the beloved master of the loving kindness, Maitreya, passing from this world into Nirvana." So to emphasize for his student the importance of the text, Kashmiri Kempo, who was his teacher, only allowed him to receive one page at a time, and said that if anything happened to this text, it would be like Maitreya disappearing, or dying, or disappearing from this world. Since what it teaches is profound reality, which is the critical secret embodied within the view, the critical secret refers to it is the most decisive secret available anywhere, the secret about what is true reality, the non-conceptual wisdom. And because the realization of such a view is required of all practitioners of the Mahayana, there is no incongruity in interpreting it from the perspective of either the Madhyamaka or the Jivamatra systems. Nevertheless, even given that such texts as, for example, the Prajnaparamita Sutras are interpreted in the works of individual Jivamatra and Madhyamaka preceptors in accordance with their respective schools, their ultimate purport rests with the Madhyamaka. Similarly, even though there are scholars in whose treatises also this present work is interpreted according to the Chittamatra, since this is relevant to a specific level of mental development, there is no contradiction in explaining it this way. So it's all right to explain it in a Chittamatra sense, but it is in fact a work which clearly portrays the character of nothing less than non-conceptual original wisdom, the point of the utmost profundity within the Mahayana, for which reason it serves as a commentary applicable in general to any sutra treating of the profound. Since it accords with the Chittamatra in the form its assertions take with respect to host phenomena, that is to say, with respect to those phenomena which bear pure being, and are therefore called the host for pure being, or the bearers of pure being, which constitute apparent reality, and since it accords with the Madhyamaka in the interpretation of pure being, which constitutes genuine reality, it demonstrates the key points of Mahayana view in a fashion which unites Chittamatra and the Madhyamaka, while its ultimate purport rests with the Madhyamaka. So, the sense in which the text is particularly mind-only school or Chittamatra is the whole section of the text dealing with phenomena. And that part of the text is explaining how confusion comes about, how the mind becomes deluded and wanders in samsara, and that explanation fits best with Chittamatra approach. But the whole section of the text dealing with pure being and non-conceptual wisdom, which is the ultimate level of consciousness, fits best with the way that it's explained in the Madhyamaka. So if one understands the text as combining two schools, to understand it and explain it in this way covers the entire range of implication afforded by this great treatise.
Karka tsik lewar seba ki sabate. Chuchin te tanda ke na Chuchin korwa tang chunin nyangin lende perangin chitabu yinba Kandre yinba Manor war mandi pat tong jen Nambar njeba man sebe Sebe se nan tsin te ke do tenba wo. Yeah.
So then to briefly look at the outline for the entire text, there are four points. The explanation of this great treatise includes four points: the meaning of the title, the translator's homage, the work itself, and the concluding statement. The first, the meaning of the title, is as follows.
what in Sanskrit is called dharma, or in Tibetan chu, in English is phenomena. in Greek is phenomena. And similarly, dharmata chuni means pure being, and in Greek, and the vibhanga or number jeva means distinguishing, with karika or sigle or jeva meaning rendered in stanzas of verse. So the term distinguishing means that one is accurately depicting the makeup of host phenomena. So what is it that makes up these phenomena that carry pure being? So distinguishing accurately the makeup of host phenomena which constitute samsara on the one hand, and the pure being, that is to say nirvana, on the other, in a manner wholly consistent with the way they actually are. So the term distinguishing means that one is able to make a difference between these two without any error being involved. So the distinctions that are made are completely accurate and fit the description of the way they are in reality.
Nipan George Sane Gombo Sambala Sansa Loki Savasonte Gombo Kare, Drova Tayep and Drova Tamje, Japtang, Gondo Jurbe, na Gombo Need the Jurba Samba Hippetenda Karasena, Samba Chimbu, Samba Chimbo than Dembe, Simchin Tamje, Deva than Deva Jumpusum Sopa than Demban Deba. Samba Chempo than Dembe, you intend your goni, Tanta Saint Somare. Sancho Sembe, neck up, ne. Sancho Sembe, neck up so young, Saint Sambare. Sanje Jepardo, Sanje, but cup so young, Sanje Sambase. Sanje Jepardo, Samba Hippe, Saint Jetrakpam, Kedrate, Mundurva, Kadu young Majorva. Sancho Sembe, neck up, ne. Sanje Jepardo, Samba Kipen Sinte, Jurgumari, Ming the Jugumari, Mandurva. Jeva Jig Tope, Jeva Jig Topa, Sijo, the Jeva Jig Togre, the Nesanje Nogre. Sanju Juntal, Neva Jeva Jig Topa, Jeva Jig Ne, Sanje Jukomban Tom Rover, Sanju Samba Chimbo. Tata Gadina, Tata Kava Yogre, Gadina Yubare. Dakyak tamba zobe sanje chomdin de gadin to lai pa tamba to kar pa cheva yin yup kap so tene dakyak tamba zambe len la zepa chuni tamba kap so ti ko cham rawo te samba ga nam lo ju yo re gadin na yupa gadin ne yupe samba teni yong deni chudan chuni nambran jebe yong deni zepa po Yong nin deni zepa po tela lo tsava take drajor take namje jor zepa thomar tenju jake ne peke de jorba kapso chojo de gogondo chojo goba karre rang chib tamba yembara rang yor to komal kapa yon chib tamba re chik tere Suna je cho zogba tang, tene tenjun de jorwa la parche meban jorn thar simpe guba yopa la ting de loza wa chu lakpa la chik la. Sanje ta sanju sampa solon chujun zege yore, ten chujun zepe thumar di kapso zepa po sampa lan chujun zepare, to pare, zepe thumar gosom kupa chimpu. Kupa teyan luje kupa, luje namjur, nag kupa, kupa tsek, semje kupa te yeji goni kupa yer. Lunga yesom kupa chembu goni sa lo. Luja Kuba Sepa Santa, Naga Kuba, Sik Joba San Mayimba, Semji Jang Kuba Chimbogoni, Tennis Santa Santa Lohi, Joba and Zabayino, yeah.
So the second point is what? It's the translator's homage. And that one is expressed in the text in the single line, to the guardian Maitreya we bow in supplication. So the term guardian refers to a guardian is, in this case, the one who is able to provide protection for limitless beings. Beings with no end, infinite beings, are able to seek refuge in this being. That is a guardian. Here the translators pay homage in the following words. Now we're in the commentary on this. From the outset, meaning from the outset of this work of translating this text from Sanskrit into Tibetan, with great respect and through the three gateways, we bow in supplication. With great respect through the three gateways means that they have respect physically, so they show this respect for the Dhamma and for the teacher physically. Also in the way that they speak about him and about the Dharma, and also mentally in their attitude towards the teacher. They are respectful in all three ways, and this can be spoken of as a prostrate. In this way they prostrate. They bow in supplication. To the author of this present work, the great Bodhisattva, presently residing. So where does he live, the author of this work? He lives in Tushita, a god realm, which is that particular realm where a Buddha is reborn in his last birth before doing the 12 deeds. The 12 deeds are those deeds a Buddha performs as a historical Buddha, where he is born into our realm and gives the teaching here. So, in Tushita, that guardian of all sentient beings without exception, who is renowned as Maitreya, because of his natural gift of great loving kindness, a name that he will not forfeit throughout his sojourn as a bodhisattva, nor even on attaining Buddhahood, from which he is hindered by one birth only. So, this name Maitreya, or Sampa in Tibetan, meaning loving kindness, is a name that describes the particular quality of his mind stream, and this name he will have all the way through his path as a bodhisattva, and also at the time of becoming Buddha. As a Buddha, he will also be called Maitreya. This is not the usual case, to have the same name at all stages. But because of the enormity of his loving-kindness, this is the natural name that goes with him. And within our transmission, the story has been preserved that in Tushita Heaven, as the Buddha was about to descend to our realm to perform the 12 deeds, pointed out one of the bodhisattvas in the entourage in Tushita to replace him there, to teach the bodhisattvas who are there, and in this way be the regent. And in naming Maitreya as the regent there, he then at the same time named him as the next Buddha. So to say that Maitreya is hindered by one birth only from attaining Buddhahood means that in fulfilling the function of regent, his next act will be to be reborn as Buddha in our realm. So, the reason that the translators have written this supplication prayer, there are actually two reasons. First, that in starting such a work, by bowing to a being superior to themselves,
they counteract tendency towards being arrogant or proud. They bow to a being taken as greater than themselves, and at the same time open their mind toward the blessing and the guidance that is needed in order to complete the work, in order to bring the work to final completion, perfection. So for these two reasons, the text starts with this application to the Gaudiya Maitreya.
ta chaba sab je somba le le cha so somba yong go to na ten ju chomba len ju pe yin la ten ju chom na chomba te la ngun le yin la ji go do sam za ten ju ju lu ngun ni ya ba le tam bo ten ju chamba len ju pe yin la ne hi ne kang ye yong so pang za ken yin ga ken ngun so mi de sa de na te da chen ni nam ye wa se ban do ne ten ju de cham so hi sa wa song de ta chambar tan che bare hi ne kang ke hi ne kang ke kang ke hi ne yong so pa war sa ba ne kor ba ni la hi ne yong so pa sa de kar ren kor ba re kor ba jo kor ben chi ni kor ba jo hi de ko ba len de go bare de le yin de jor ba ga he hi ne ngoi som de sa go re de kar re de kang he ne nyang yin le de ba re nyang yin le de pa wo
땅 콜발렌 데데 냥인레 데 방온도 사고레 데나 찌브 남제 찌브 세제데 느딘라 고그레 찌브 데나 찌브 타르바다 탐제 제바 고방 쳔바 고방 도베 네바다 데바 남제 히헨 빵랑도 사바 모보네 히나 빵랑도 사바 빵힌 라마르 사바덴 콘데니레 데잔도 세베 콘데니 마도 간야요 마레 콘데니레 That's on the same basis. Tele yin yomare. Konde te da kor sipang korvatang. Trupe. Turnang pakya ke sumang korvatang. Turnang pakya len depe nyangin len depe te da ke. Tsinyi abrangin jetabo. Jetabo yinba te. Jetabo yinba. Yinba. Sinja malo pe. Sorje. Number Yeva Sinja Malopa, Manorva, Mantorva, number Yeva Sebar, Dune Papa Samba, Ducky Tenju Chembo, Deye Tenju Chembo Deni, Hirap the Ninji Zambavo, Hirap the Kondeje Yeva, Corbin Trotter, the Yangin, and the Batopter Yang, the Barhite, Seva Ninji Chembo Goni, Yinla Pembe Sedo. Samso, Sambao, Kisonso, yeah.
So of the 4 points that this text consists in, we have already arrived at the third, which is the meaning of the work itself. And this third part, it has two subdivisions, the branch introducing the composition of the treatise, so it's an introductory verse, and the actual body of the treatise composed. The first of these, the introductory verse, is dealt with as follows: something there is to be given up fully through knowing, and something else which can only be actualized, because of which this treatise has been composed with the wish to distinguish the traits defining these. So, what do the words of this verse contain as further meaning? We say there is something. What is this something that is to be given up? It is samsara, which is to be given up through knowing. So if one knows what it is that is to be given up, if one knows the cause of samsara, if one knows the particular defining characteristics or the definition of samsara, if one knows the faults of samsara, then one will give them up. So in this case, samsara is is both one's own samsara and the samsara of others. One's own, and the samsara is the five skandhas. So if one knows this, then one will
So that this is that something which is to be given up fully through knowing, and there is something else quite different from this, namely nirvana, which can only be actualized. It is precisely these that provide the substance of what is to be known and respectively relinquished and adopted by gifted beings. So gifted beings means those who have a certain power, a special ability. It is those who desire liberation and omniscience and therefore have a special capacity and are called gifted beings. And such beings give up something, and what they give up is the whole set of deluded appearances or projections which constitute samsaric existence or conditioned existence. And they also adopt something. They adopt the means through which nirvana can be attained, because of which this great treatise has been composed with precise knowledge and great compassion by the noble Maitreya, with the wish to distinguish the traits defining these, that is, the defining characteristics of samsara and nirvana, in a manner which corresponds precisely to the way they are and is therefore free of distortion. So, out of his great compassion, and in order to benefit beings, Maitreya composed this text for no other reason than to make it possible for gifted beings, that is to say those who want to get free, to know what samsara is all about, namely that it is mere delusion or confused projections. And in knowing how the mind is confused, then they are able to take the next step of adopting what is to be gained and what is to be practiced in order to achieve nirvana.
That's how I'm doing it.
So those who are interested in studying this in Tibetan should start by getting this first verse very clear in the
Tibetan.
Okay, is now going to the in the Roman numerals is 21. It's the very end of the root text.
Neon nam kha ser dan jo zo ji
ya tan do
Yeah, this verse of Trimshe is singing here. We will recite it again and again in later sessions because it contains both the an explanation of how it is that phenomena which do not exist which in reality do not exist, but nevertheless appear like dreams or illusions, are to be understood. Since we have some example of them in our experience, it is possible to get some sense of how something that does not exist could appear. And at the same time, the transformation is an important subject, and how can one understand how something like samsara can be transformed? The examples making it possible to understand that are gold, space, and water.
Ambakuni Toparazo.